You're right. I read some Sedaris off the shelf today, and I almost nearly bought the damn book. It's actually not that bad. Of all these humor section boys, Sedaris is only legitimate un. I've read like 3 pages of Sedaris and 3 pages of Rakov and 10 pages of Eggers for reasons I choose not to explain. But definitely Sedaris is the one. Still no Barthelmy though, but who cares what I say? I don't. Not anymore. Not since. And another thing, I've come up with a theory that a lot of what goes on with these Helvetica authors is that women are drawn to them for the wit, much like they're drawn to men in real life. The fact is, people can't help but feel a subconscious, or in some cases, conscious longing to be with them. And it wouldn't even matter if Sedaris or Eggers or any of the Davids look like Studs Terkel, because it's not about how they look, neither. The desire is for the wit in the writing, like Cyrano. Like if Eggers did look like Studs Terkel, women would still want him, and even be pleased with themselves for not caring what he looked like. I'm just wondering what's up with all this, and where does T.S. Eliot fit in, and Faulkner, and I don't even know what Gabriel Garcia Marquez looked like. I think the problem is the first-person style. As long as you write in this Don't You Wish You Had Me for a Friend style, you're going to attract people your personality, and it'll be hard to separate those who like you from those who like your writing detached. And that, my friends, is why I'm afraid to go to This American Life and hear Sedaris read. And that is also why I subconsciously lost my dictaphone just when...